The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All I hear is never met a Swedish girl, you say. Did you know that she's Swedish?
She, Zara Larsson
told me this.
She is, yeah.
Isn't that to be it? Remember when?
I don't know why that's so funny to me. So I love her, though.
A little while ago, Jess made this prediction that Zara Larsson was going to be the it girl of the summer. She'd have the hot song, the number one song,
and
the
I've been
song
loving this one.
Of the summer, whatever. And literally the day after that, this station started playing that song with Zara Larsson on it, like, just on repeat.
What can I say?
Did you know something that we didn't? Did the boss tell you, like,
great,
hey, look,
question.
We're really going to make a big push for Zara Larsson, and we need you to get behind this, and so if you could hype her up on the show, that'd be great. Mm-mm. Because all of a sudden, we play that a lot, and, like, something doesn't add up here.
I think our boss listens to the show, and he was like, you know what? Jess is right. Her prediction is obviously going to be accurate, so let's get on top of that. You know, let's be at the forefront of this superstar.
That's not.
I think she went
test.
Into the back end and she was like, I can't be wrong about this prediction.
I added a song in.
Yeah, and so I think this is your doing.
You think she went into the boss's back end? Yeah.
Yes.
No. I agree.
You agree? Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. I was getting that vibe.
By the way, happy Thursday. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talkback of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus, the boxing dad from Tracy. I just want to say, Graham, you're the biggest jinxer of jinxers. Arnaz went into a tough 5-round title fight against a kid that's 23 months older than him. And this time, he was unable to pull it out, but he stuck in there. He's back in the gym. He's shaking it off and ready for April 18th. Let's go!
Let's go! Woo-hoo! Wow, Graham, you jinxed him.
Don't let's go. Get the sad music out.
Wow. Why?
He lost the fight,
right,
you guys.
But he's shaking it off and looking forward to the next one. We should be pumping him up.
That's just loser speak. That's just something you say to somebody who just lost. Shake it off. You'll get back out there. His career's over, you guys. And
Graham,
you're the ones that jinxed
you're the
him.
One, you're jinxing him. Mm-hmm. The dad even said so.
He did?
Yeah.
Wait, how can it be my fault? I hype him up every time.
No, you don't.
You didn't believe. You were like, oh, but what
just like,
if?
Yeah, now you were doing right now, you called him a loser?
I did not. But every time that we've ever been on, I'm joking. I said, well, what if he doesn't win? And that's sort of like a reverse jinx. And then he goes out
not
and then
really.
He dominates.
It's like you're manifesting him not winning.
No, you guys are manifesting
him
not winning.
Is Mercury still in retrograde?
I will double check. I think so. And Graham, why do you have the biggest smile on your face right now?
I don't. Every one of Arnaz Showtime's fights, I'm the one that stays consistent because I've said every time I've said that thing on the air, he has won. So I tried to stay consistent. I'm even
that's not true.
I even every one of his fights, I wear the exact same socks and T-shirt that I was wearing the day that he won his first fight. And you guys haven't done jack.
You guys. Mercury is still in retrograde right now. Mercury still
isn't it Mercury?
Mercury.
Mercury.
I forgot an R.
Whatever. It's still in still in retrograde until tomorrow.
But
it
then
ends
we
tomorrow.
Have 2 weeks of retro shade as it kind of like, you know, goes away.
So you have a buffer zone to make more excuses for when things go
anyways,
wrong in your
my
life.
Point
you need something
is,
to blame
Arnaz,
it on.
He was in that boxing ring and he had to fight through Mercury in retrograde. He's already like a little off because of that. And then with you manifesting him losing, like there was, he had no hope.
Then he had to fight a kid that was 23 months. Can we just say 2 years older than him? Come on. What are we talking about?
When they're babies.
Yeah, we're talking about babies here. Yeah, to find a kid that was 2 years older, and that's a big deal because in 2 years, you can mature a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get bigger and stronger and tougher. Why are you guys so smiley right now?
Because, you know, we're alive.
Yeah, and it's Friday, Junior.
Mercury. Yeah.
Mercury.
Mercury.
All right, next in the JV Show, I want to know if you guys do this certain thing at home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So once again, shocking claims have been made against the late Cesar Chavez. Labor activist Dolores Huerta, did you guys see what she said about being a victim in both encounters with him led to pregnancies? So what's going to happen with Cesar Chavez Day coming up? Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday he's still processing the allegations that he's open to changing the name of the holiday. But as it stands now, that's what it's called. He did say we should instead be celebrating the farm worker movement because it's bigger than just one man. And that seems to be where this is headed, a day to celebrate farm workers.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. We also have like 40 schools that have his name, lots of streets and other things.
Plazas. Yeah.
This is going to get a little sticky. All right, the Warriors got totally pounded by the Celtics last night in Boston, 120-99. The loss drops their record to 33-36 on the season as they slip down to the 10th seed in the Western Conference. Steph Curry still not returned to the lineup from his knee injury. Last night was his 19th straight game missed. There is some hope he can return before the end of this month, though, but I don't know. What for? Warriors continue their road trip against the Pistons in Detroit tomorrow at 4:30.
A tiny bit of fog out this morning. The heat wave continues, though, with temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. Several locations in the South Bay are likely to set daily or monthly temperature records. And the heat advisory still continues until tomorrow, 8 p.m. Nice.
Hey, Cancer besties! Hey. Your day today is going to be an 8. A family member is going to give you exactly the advice you need to hear, even if it's tough love. Your bestie needs you to defend them today. Staying on the fence isn't an option, so show up. A new romantic energy headed your way, but it requires you to be open and vulnerable. Are you ready?
Open up!
Yeah.
Come on, Cancer besties, open up.
Seriously.
Just open up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. You know that saying that says you should never meet your celebrity heroes because they'll just disappoint you? With that being said, where's Rubensito from Sacktown? You know, he used to leave at least 2 or 3 talkbacks a week. And ever since he went to the studio to meet you guys, he's been gone. What'd you guys do to him? And before you say who gives a fart, unlike Niner fans, us Raider fans, we stick together. We're family. So where is he? What'd you do to him?
Honestly, I think he disappeared after you called him creepy, Graham. He left us a pretty creepy talk back after his visit, and that was the last one he ever left.
That was just a little jokey joke.
I'm
joking around with him, and I don't even remember saying that. I think that's an allegation that has no basis. I think what really happened is Rubensito had to come in here and he had to take a shoey, right? And he had to drink out of a shoe. He probably got sick and died. I mean,
you
I'm
got
lucky.
Athlete's throw.
Oh my God.
I have an iron.
He got athlete's throw, and he physically cannot leave talkbacks anymore.
Right?
He
either can't talk or he's gone to the other side. And like,
don't,
look,
don't
I'm,
say that.
I have an iron stomach, so when I took the shoey, like, no big deal, didn't faze me. But he. I mean, you guys saw my boot that he had to drink out of.
It was disgusting.
And
there was things growing out of it.
Right. Yeah. He had left us a talk back after that saying kind of like that he had been recovering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was the last time we ever heard from him.
Yeah. So take a moment. Say your goodbye.
No!
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. Rubensito, Sacktown.
So I was reading about this Reddit post. Somebody shared a screenshot of an email they got from landlord management. I don't really know what you want to call this person, but it read, "Hello residents, during a recent inspection of your unit, it was noted that small appliances are being left plugged in while not in use. Here's some pictures. For your safety and to conserve energy, they must be unplugged or else you're going to have to, like, you know, pay some extra fees and stuff like that." And everyone in the comments is like, do people actually unplug their, like, toaster and things after every single use? Do you guys do that? Are we supposed to be doing that? Does it really conserve that much energy? It kind of felt like it didn't really make
a
difference.
Yes, you do unplug your appliances?
Well, just my toaster.
Every time?
My only small appliance I really have is my toaster and my blender.
And what's the thought process by unplugging it?
I don't know. It's just a habit now. I think my mom told me to do that at one point, and then
Electricity savings or fire hazard,
I
or
think
what's
both.
The
mainly probably fire hazard. I don't know if that's okay. I don't know how true that is, but I just know that I do it with my toaster and with my blender.
Interesting.
Do you guys leave that plugged in?
Mine stay plugged in. I've had a waffle iron plugged in and warm for the last 3 years, just in case my wife wants to make waffles.
And she doesn't.
No, generally not.
Like you nudging towards her like you want waffles. Uh-huh. So you're like hinting, hey, it's on and hot and ready.
Things ready to go. Pour that batter in.
For my blender, I don't, because I don't leave that on my counter. But if my toaster, I mean, sometimes it'll stay on my counter for like a week or two because we use it a lot. And it stays plugged in.
Yeah, I
think my air fryer is constantly plugged in. It's there.
In our new kitchen, I designed on the countertop, there's two, like, sort of, I think they call them like an appliance garage. And the cabinet door swings up. And then there on the counter is all the stuff that you have plugged in that you want out of sight. And it's awesome. And everything stays plugged in there. I'm not unplugging it. That's the whole point. I built the thing so they can be plugged in at all times.
Yeah. Maybe if it was like a fancy appliance, then I'd be like, okay, I'm fine with it. But my toaster is cheap, you guys. That thing could catch fire even not plugged in. So I'd rather not take my chances.
Is it really a fire hazard leaving everything plugged in? I don't know anybody that does this.
Well, I mean, let's just... in the realm of fire danger, a plugged-in toaster has an infinitely higher danger of catching on fire than one that's not plugged in. But do they catch on fire? Generally not.
Not really. But and like, does it really conserve that much energy? I mean, everyone's PG&E bills are so high. Is unplugging my toaster going to make a difference? I didn't really think so.
I mean, I would guess that all the, these things you have plugged in are using, you know, just using just a teensy, teensy, tiny amount of energy. But I guess it adds up over time and adds up depending on how many things you got. But I would assume that all these other, like, charging devices and other, I would imagine that your toaster is pretty low down the totem pole of things in your house that you should probably unplug if you're really concerned about saving energy.
Wow, I didn't think I was going to be the only one to do that. I'm going to continue.
You're just an odd one this morning. You also said mercury. What did she say? Mercury. This morning.
We used to always unplug our toaster, but that's because like it had to get put away when you were done using it.
Right,
there wasn't a spot to keep it.
Right. I understand. A lot of people in the comments in this Reddit post I saw were like, yeah, I unplug it, but because I don't leave it on my toasters, I'm just trying to save counter space.
Right.
That I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a cat. So I just
you wanna, unplug your cat at night.
What does that have to do with anything?
I just feel like I need to, although she doesn't really get on counters and stuff, I just feel like I need to unplug anything just to keep my apartment as safe as possible.
Got it.
I get scared about fires. Yeah.
It makes sense.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick stories I thought I'd share to the JV Show because I thought they were pretty interesting. A Florida animal rescue says that a six-year-old cat had to be brought in because of a severe blockage in its stomach. Couldn't eat, and they could tell something was blocking everything in there. And they operated on it. Surgery was successful. They located the cause of the blockage. It was 26 hair ties. Cat should make a full recovery, but they want to remind people to be careful with little things like hair ties because, you know, your pet could be eating them, swallowing them, and it's really bad for their insides. All I can think about this one is, man, his stomach must have been in knots.
I get it.
26 hair ties in there. Stomach and knots.
Oh, my God.
Stretch of California Highway had to be closed for close to 9 hours while crews worked to clean up a spill. The California Highway Patrol said a truck overturned on Monday westbound lanes of the 10 freeway in Fontana. Hundreds of gallons of syrup spilled out on the roadway. Caltrans, initially, when they have a spill, they try to use some sort of absorbent material. It's like it's almost like a glorified kitty litter, whatever they use on oil spills and stuff like that to soak it up. But because it was syrup, it was just clumping up too much. It wasn't working. It wasn't cleaning up. They had to like bring out basically fire hoses to dilute it all and wash off the freeway. But again, a 9-hour closure. Talk about a sticky situation. Syrup all over the road. Sticky situation.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Stomach and knot. So dumb. You guys. That was good. That was good. Anyway.
I saw a report that Jello shots are making a comeback.
Let's go.
Dude. Did Jello shots ever leave? My first question. They did.
They did.
I don't remember Jello shots having like a big, big moment and then they like went away. They were kind of just always like there. Never like the main event.
Right.
But they're there.
Maybe they come and go during the different eras of your life. Like when I was in college, Jello shots. Like they were a thing. Jello shots here, Jello shots there. We're having a party. We better make Jello shots. You know what the ladies like? Jello shots. And then you get a little older and you're taking your kids to Little League practice and you're not like, you know what I should make for this Little League practice? Jello shots. I think it's just a different, maybe it's just the different eras of your life.
I guess.
Taylor Swift.
So the report that I saw that said that Jello shots are making a comeback and that they're going to, you know, you're going to start seeing them at bars just all across the country. This is what people want now. They're Jello shots. My only issue with this is you can't look cute.
Right.
Eating or drinking a Jello shot.
Unless you're doing it with a spoon.
But no one does
that. Who does that?
Well, I'm just saying that would be the cuter method to be doing it. Like, oh, look at her over there. She's eating her Jello shot with a spoon.
That would be cute. You know those little teeny tiny spoons that you use for like appetizers? That would be cute. They should have those as an option at the bars.
That would be like a fancy way to take a Jello shot. Like a little spoon that's got a little dab of caviar on top.
Yes.
Jello shots are so fun. I don't know why they ever left if they did.
When you guys loosen up the shot, you know how you have to like...
You finger it.
Okay, I was going to say, use your finger or your tongue?
Tongue.
Do you?
Yep.
You're over in the corner just tonguing your Jell-O shot cup?
Yeah, if you're already using the tongue for the outside.
I'd rather use my tongue.
Yeah, but like, you're just the one that just said there's no way to look cute doing it. And you're over the... Blah, 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 blah. Like, that's weird
looking.
You're
already in there. You might as well finish.
Yeah. And it's something about sticking my finger...
That's what she said.
It's something about sticking my finger in there. And then
that's
like,
what she said.
And then after that, you have to like... are you like licking the Jell-O off your fingers? You have to like go wash your hands. But you got to wash your hands before too, because I don't want dirty fingers in my Jell-O shot. Just use your tongue.
I mean, you obviously think about the dirty finger. And when you're in a bar, you're like, everything I just touched and I'm just about
Isn't
to smear
disgusting?
On this Jell-O. But you just do one quick finger swipe. You're not getting a bunch of Jell-O on your finger. It's just a whoop. Loosen it up and then hammer
but
that Jell-O shot
your
down.
Tongue right before you hammer
it's
it down.
It's really quick to do it with the tongue too. So it doesn't like, you're not standing there for a couple minutes while everybody's watching.
All the guys are watching you do that. Trust me. The guys are definitely watching you tongue your Jell-O shot.
Well, we're watching you
use your finger.
Use your finger.
You didn't even notice. I did it so quickly. Do you guys chew your Jell-O shots or just let that glob just slide right down?
No. I think I chew them.
Yeah.
I've been known to just take it like a shot. Just
but it's Jell-O. I want to taste it.
Yeah. So it just goes directly in there like that?
Yeah, but they're putting the cheapest vodka or whatever they can inside those things. It tastes like rubbing alcohol. Like, you just let it just slide on
I like the way it tastes. It tastes like the Jell-O. Sometimes you get really fancy ones. You get, like, different flavors.
With tahini in there or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good.
Whoa, I've never had that.
Really?
I've never had that kind before.
Oh. Well, prepare to,
You're
because
not
Jell-O shots are making a comeback.
All right, let's go Jell-O shots.
All right, we're getting to today's hottest trending. Coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Mike D again from Hayward. Hey, Graham, it's not syrup. It's syrup. That's a trip. Do you wash your clothes or do you wash them? You sound like you're from Arkansas or something, buddy. Have a good day, guys.
Around the room, which one do you say?
Syrup.
I say syrup.
Oh, you're with me then.
Yeah.
That.
What do you say, Jess?
Syrup.
Syrup.
You're sir also.
Yeah.
We're 3 for 3
syrup?
Here, Mike. I'm sorry.
I know some people say syrup.
Syrup.
I mean, I've always just said syrup.
I say syrup.
Syrup.
Yep.
I think that's one of those, if you look it up, that's a very hotly debated word pronunciation between syrup and syrup.
Syrup.
I'm on the syrup camp.
Syrup.
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 Who's from Arkansas now, Mike?
I think you're the one from Arkansas.
You might be from Arkansas.
From Arkansas.
Come down there and give me some of that syrup.
It's coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. This is Amber from Fairfield. Good morning. And I'm so sorry, but who says syrup? It's syrup. It is syrup. Tomato, tomato, syrup, syrup. There's no other way to say it. All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Okay, syrup. The debate is about to rage syrup. Because our listener, our buddy Mike, left a talk back saying that I sound like I'm from Arkansas because I say syrup, and he said it is syrup. So I don't know the debate. Let the debate rage, but right there, Amber in Fairfield says syrup. And around the room here, I think we're
syrupers.
Jess had a question mark after hers, but Selena and I were both syrupers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It sounds weird saying cough. Mom, can I have some cough syrup?
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Syrup. That's right.
Hey, this is Diana from Chico, and I want to suggest putting Jell-O shots on the chug wheel. Yeah. That sounds like something yummy.
That sounds delicious.
That does sound yummy.
I would gladly put Jell-O shots on tomorrow's chug wheel. Again, tune in, 8:20, because... But somebody has to make them.
Yeah, I don't want to make them. I also don't like to drink in the morning.
Oh.
Well, it's not a guarantee that you're going to land
That's true.
The thing.
And
but if
actually,
one of you.
And it's actually delicious.
If one of you guys wants to step up and help me with. Because you guys complain about. You guys complain about all the featured items I bring. The brew from the Underoos.
Okay,
and all that
I nominate
stuff.
Jess.
Okay.
Jess has some
Are you
going to
make Jell-O shots? Can I make them with chug wheel?
But can I make them with tamarindo vodka?
Sure.
Okay, yay. I'll make them.
Okay.
New featured item alert.
Yay!
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Hey! And trending is sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Apply now at graytoncareers.com.
All right, so where does Meghan and Harry's relationship with Netflix stand now? I don't know if you guys saw this report that was published earlier this week by Variety, and it was a report examining their, you know, ever-evolving relationship with Netflix after they were supposed to, you know, put out a few projects, mm-hmm. and they did put out a couple things, and they were not good. Since then, their deal has ended, and they're on, like, a special case-by-case contract mm-hmm. now, where if they have a project, they can bring it to Netflix. They get first dibs, but Netflix has the option to, you know, turn it down and pass on it. Well, in this new report published by Variety, they had sources speak on what that relationship looks like for real now. And some of these sources said that the CEO of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, will allegedly not even talk to Meghan Markle or Prince Harry on the phone unless he has a lawyer present.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I don't know the context, what happened necessarily. He is denying that that is true, but that's what the sources are saying. And there's three different sources that said that he is just so fed up with them and, like, just fed up with working with them. Mm-hmm. There's also new information. People are talking about what it was like being in those meetings with people from Netflix and Meghan and Harry. And they're saying that all Meghan did is boss Harry around. Like, oh. Constantly interrupting him, and she ran the show, and she was just constantly, like, bossing him around.
I believe it.
I believe that, too. Why does that track? It just looks like that's the dynamic of the relationship.
I was thinking that exact same thing. It just does. It's so very believable.
He is claiming that's false, but of course you would, because you don't want to be seen as the doormat in your relationship.
Right. And you don't want her to be cast in that light. You want her to be seen as sweet and kind.
Right, but that tracks for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poor Harry. Justice for Harry. We should start a free Harry movement.
Maybe that's where he wants to be. You know, maybe he's happy with that. That's the dynamic he likes.
Yeah, that's true. Some guys do like their junk squashed by heels.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one of those. You know?
It's funny because it's true.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. Oh, no. Another California ski resort has bit the dust, or I should say is about to. We've been talking about this all week because of this historic heat wave. Holy heat wave right now. Jeez. And we had pretty light snow totals to begin with this season, and now this heat is just decimating the remaining snow. We've already seen Homewood, Dodge Ridge, and Shasta Ski Park shut down for the season, and now Sierra at Tahoe. Add them to the list. They will not be calling it quits immediately. They're going to attempt to make it through this weekend, and then after that, take a moment and say your goodbyes. They are calling it a season. Some of the other big resorts, Palisades and some of the other bigger Tahoe resorts, say that they plan on staying open till their, like, expected, sort of their projected normal closing dates, which are some of them in mid-April or even a little bit past that. But I just don't know how they do it. I saw some pictures of some of the slopes there at Sierra at Tahoe as they were interviewing, you know, the head of everything there, and I saw a lot of dirt.
It just looked like
a lot of dirt. So I don't know where people are.
Can they, like, fill in those spaces with?
They can. I mean, they make snow, right, and they'll do that at night. But you also need cold temperatures to be. You know, a lot of resorts can have runs open just simply by making snow on it. But that's when you have really cold temperatures and you're just not getting the rain or snow in the forecast like you're hoping for. And they can make snow. But it's just too damn warm right now. This heat wave is really unprecedented to last this long and this early in the year. And we have like 85, 95, closing down triple digit temperatures, like, up and down the entire state. My sister said it was 95 at their house yesterday at Thousand Oaks. Like, it's hot everywhere.
Dang.
So, take a moment.
Say your goodbyes.
Say goodbyes to the snow.
Oh, no.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Thursday. I'm Selena.
Not now, Selena. I'm working on my bracket.
That's my buddy Graham.
How do you feel about the University of Houston?
Good
vibes. Getting Houston vibes?
I'm getting good vibes, yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, I think they're going to. A lot of people like them, but this Michigan. I can't shake Michigan. March Madness starts today, you guys. Did you fill out your bracket?
Not yet.
No.
All right, fill them out. Anyways, I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sadie Siff from Hoonah Creek. Happy Baby Friday. Can I give a shout out to my favorite female rapper / singer, my best friend, cousin, Deltrief is her birthday today. OMG, Deltrief. Happy birthday. I love you so much. And here we go. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank God that the talkback runs out of time.
Yeah, there's like a ton up there. Yes, happy. But,
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Who gives a fuck?
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do this morning is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell if my fiance actually likes the taste or not because it's pretty hard to get past the smell when I open my.
That's big of you to admit that because I think a lot of people go nose
blind. What are you thinking of?
And are oblivious to the smell.
Yeah, this is a family show.
That's right. Keep that in mind when you are formulating your guess. When you have a guess and it is something PG that we can play on these airwaves, whip out your iHeartRadio app. It should already be whipped out while you're driving. Just keep it whipped out the entire time.
Okay.
Streaming Wild 94.9. Leave us your name and your city on the talkback mic along with your guess there. And if you're the first person that gets the correct answer, boom! JV Show Chug Mug coming your way in 3 to 4 business days in the mail.
Yep. That's very precise, Graham. But yeah, get your guesses in now. We're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly in order to win this JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I can't tell if my fiance actually likes the taste or not because it's pretty hard to get past the smell when I open my.
Yeah.
Are you sure this is a family show?
I think it's a pH
thing.
It is a
family show.
Yeah, it can be.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your guesses.
All right, guys, you better have a foot in your rig. And my guess is tuna. You open your tuna.
Your tuna.
Open your tuna.
You like to eat tuna?
Good guess. Yeah. Do you guys not?
I don't.
You're not a tuna person?
I'm not. No.
I don't like seek it out, but I had a tuna sandwich this week for the first time, and I couldn't tell you how long. And it was good.
This is Ryan in San Jose. My guess for today's word is refrigerator. Love you guys.
Ooh, a stinky refrigerator.
That's the worst.
I need to clean out my refrigerator, there's
nothing worse than cleaning out your refrigerator. I could think of no job I'd like to do more, like lease.
And then you have all these dirty dishes afterwards from containers that you have to clean because you decided to clean your refrigerator. It's just
unless sometimes
just throw
you
everything
away.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Joanne from Manteca. I want to guess that the bleep job word is yogurt. Have a great day.
Your stinky yogurt.
Jess saves her yogurt opening for us here in the studio.
Yeah. Not her
fiance. Feet in here.
All right, great guesses. Not the right word, though. If you have a different guess you'd like to leave, do it now on the iHeartRadio app. Just use that talkback mic.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I can't tell if my fiance actually likes the taste or not because it's pretty hard to get past the smell when I open my.
You're sick.
Yeah.
A bunch of seagulls flying around.
This is a family show. All right, so that word is something clean. Let's go back to your guesses, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Pensacola, and my guess for the bleeped out word is kefir. When you open your kefir, he doesn't like the taste or smell of it. All right, have a great day. Bye.
She mean keister?
I don't think she meant kefir.
What's kefir?
What's a kefir?
Is that like that yogurt drink stuff?
I think so. It's a fermented, drinkable yogurt.
Okay.
Okay.
I've never tried that.
Neither.
Now I don't want to try it.
What's up, JV Morning Show? This is Barry in Union City, and I believe the bleeped out word is menudo. The bleeped out word is menudo. Thank you.
Is that the word?
How's your menudo?
You know, I've never made menudo myself.
Oh, so not good.
Yeah, probably not.
Hey, JV Show. Mike from San Jose. My guess is litter box. When she opens her litter box.
You use the litter box, Jess?
So, well, not for me, for my cat. Oh. But I clean it multiple times a day. Yeah. So.
Just to also, let people know, you're not supposed to be eating the things in there, because it sounds like your boyfriend right. doesn't like the taste.
The taste of it.
So, like, yeah, you're not supposed to eat out of that.
Right.
Just so we're all clear.
Yeah. Also, litter box is two words. We're looking for one word in this case.
Hey, guys. It's Amber from Fairfield again. I think the bleeped out word is sardines. When you open up a can of sardines.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Sardines, there it is. Here's today's clip unbleeps.
I can't tell if my fiance actually likes the taste or not, because it's pretty hard to get past the smell when I open my sardines.
Are you guys sardine fans?
No. Like, are you eating them straight out of the can like a snack?
I like getting the ones that are in tomato sauce, and then I combine them with, like, avocado and a bunch of tomato, like a bunch of random stuff. Lemon. Tapatio, put them on saltine crackers. Bomb.
I will pass on that.
I'm probably likely going to pass on. I mean, if there's sardines, like, you know, in the Caesar dressing or whatever, a Caesar salad, like, yeah, throw a couple in there here and there, but I'm not
straight I will pass on
smacking
that.
Them onto a cracker
really?
And eating them.
The taste, you would think, is more pungent than it actually
stop
is.
God, that
taste
word.
And smell.
That's the selling feature on your delicious snack.
Not as pungent as you think.
It's as pungent as you might think. So what do you put? Tomato sauce?
So it's sardines in tomato sauce.
Oh, sardines are already in the tomato sauce.
Yeah.
I've never even seen that.
So you kind of like take them apart. I just add a little bit of sauce.
There's a head on there.
No, I don't think there is one. It's just a body.
Okay.
And then you take them apart. You add chopped up tomato, cilantro, avocado, and onions.
I like all that stuff.
Lemon and some tapatio on saltine crackers. Bomb. And healthy for you. And a lot of protein.
Is this girl dinner in your
Hard
house?
Pass.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner. That's disgusting. House.
All right. Let's give some shout outs before everybody gets sick in their
closets.
Kidding. It might be good. I'm curious. I would try it. I'll put it that way, but yeah. All right, first, a shout out to Amber in Fairfield. What's up, Amber? What's up? She got a brand new JV Show Chug Wug coming her way in 4 to 6 business days. Right. I had to extend the timeline. You know, there's delays at the post office, stuff like that, and delays in Jess's email and then brain and stuff. So it could be 4 to 6 business days to get that chug mug. Anybody else come with the correct answer? Sorry, somebody else left to talk back, but they didn't leave their name or their city. So, like, how is your boy supposed to shout them out? Like, you know who you are because you got the correct answer, but, like, shout out to everybody in the Bay, you know, for everyone in the Bay Area to hear your name. Don't really do that. Is anybody else, Jess?
That was it.
And since nobody else to shout out, I'm going to just quickly go through some of the other most popular guesses this morning. Eggs, oysters, cheese. Ooh. Cheese was a very popular guess this morning. You guys like that stinky cheese?
No.
Microwave, car. A lot of people said car if you got a smelly car. Sandwich. I don't know if they meant like roast beef or bologna or whatever. And then Julio from Pinole said blanket. What do you think he means by that?
Oh, because Jess sleeps naked sometimes?
And she just opens up the blanket and it's like,
no, I wash my blankets. All the seagulls start
cleaning
around
the house. As somebody else said, mouth.
That's rude.
I appreciate that. That was a good guess.
Thank you, everyone, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yep Nope game.
Hi, JV Show. I'm the gender keeper from last Friday. I just wanted to come by and say it was a girl.
Nice. Congratulations.
Oh, it was a girl. A lot of people became invested in her story. She was the one. She's not the one having the baby.
She was the gender keeper for her friend.
For the gender reveal party that happened over this past weekend. So she played our Yep Nope game on Friday, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, tell us what it is on Monday.
We need to know.
Well, here we are on Thursday.
Thank you for that update. All right. Now we can go to the phones. Wild, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ariane.
Ariane, you're called. And who?
Alan.
Ariane and Alan, sorry. You guys are caller 20.
Nice.
Woo! Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't win just yet.
Yeah.
You guys have to play our Yup Nope game. But I'm getting some good vibes. I got high hopes for you guys. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct, and you're checking out.
Quinn, you're going to get 2 tickets.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. Question number 1. Finish the title of this 2005 movie. V4 blank.
Vagine!
No.
Oh. V?
V?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, the question is,
yeah, I don't know.
Finish the title of this 2005 movie. The title is V for blank. V for?
V for Vogue?
Nope.
No.
V for blank.
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta.
Okay. The missing the word.
Of the movie, Vendetta.
Oh, what
we're looking for there. Little confusion there. All right, that's okay. Finish these next ones. All right, question number two. What Major League Baseball team was believed to be cursed from 1918 all the way to 2004 because they traded away Babe Ruth?
Oh, boy.
I think
you're
gonna have to take a guess on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guess away. The Curse of the Bambino.
That's Fox?
More specific?
Boston Red Sox?
Yep.
It's a hell of a guess.
There it is. There you go. Question. You got a point on the board. Here's question
that was a complete guess.
Here's question number three. Which is heavier, a pound or a kilogram?
Kilogram.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
1 kilogram equals about 2.2 pounds. You guys need this final question. We're going back to sports. Question number four. The Nets are an NBA team that play their home games in what city?
New Jersey?
Nope.
Oh, they used to be the New Jersey Nets, and they have since moved to Brooklyn. They are the Brooklyn Nets.
Way.
I would have accepted Brooklyn or New York City there.
Oh, dang it!
Oh!
You just needed that one point!
Son of a V or a C or a B for Vendetta!
You guys were so close, but not quite close enough. Thank you so much for being on this morning. Don't hang up! I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Just hang on there. Graham, before we get to your DM shout-out.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Joanne from Daly City. I was hoping that I could get a birthday shout-out for myself on Thursday the 19th. I will be 72. Hello. I've been listening to you guys since the doghouse days, and my gift to me is I'm retiring on Friday. Yay! I will miss you for a couple of weeks in the morning, but then I'll get back in my stride to listen to you. Have a wonderful day. Hope I can get that
shout out.
Happy birthday. And then happy early retirement. She's retiring tomorrow. What a feeling that must be. But yes, please keep listening to us in as part of your new morning routine. But
who gives a fuck?
That's a great point.
There's that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yadira from San Bruno. I was hoping I could give a shout out to my husband, Edgar. Today's his birthday. I just want to let him know that I love him so much. He's a wonderful husband. I'm so proud of him. I'm so glad to see where he's at and who he's become. So thank you for being there for me. And I love you guys, too. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you.
Yes, happy birthday,
Woo!
Edgar.
Who gives a fuck?
I got a couple DM slides over here. First one, hi, Graham. I'd like to send a birthday shout-out to Benjamin Beats Copeland, who's turning 12 years old today. Benny is hilarious, smart, kind, and can do anything he sets his mind to. Happy birthday, Benny. Love Mom, Dad, Callie, Luna, and Switch. I think Switch is their grandpa.
Yes.
Probably. Yes, happy birthday, Benny.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Was hoping you'd give a shout-out to my youngest daughter, Isla, for her birthday today. Happy birthday, Isla. Mom, Dad, and your sister, Shay, all love you very much, and we can't wait to party for your birthday. Never stop being the lighthearted, playful goofball that you are. Enjoy moving on from 6 up to 7. 6-7 is so 2025. That's their words, not mine, but I agree. You rock! Yes, happy birthday, Isla.
Who gives a fart?
Dad in your DMs, Dad in your DMs. Welcome in. This is a special shout-out going out to a very awesome girl, Athena, who's turning 6 today. Athena, we hope your day is filled with tons of fun, laughter, and all your favorite things. You're growing up so fast, and we're so proud of you. Keep being your amazing, bright, and joyful self. Happy 6th birthday, Athena. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, my daughter listens to your radio station every morning on her way to school. And I was wondering if you can please give Unique Star a happy 16th birthday shout out. Let her know she is strong and beautiful. She's overcome many challenges, and I know this would really make her day. Thank you so much for your time. That is from Mom. So, yes, happy, happy birthday, Woo! Unique
happy
Star.
Birthday.
I love the name. Hope
Me
you
too.
Have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that's a great point. All right. A lot of drama with Taylor, Frankie, Paul, but everybody wants to know, did ABC know about the abuse claims prior to filming The Bachelorette? I'll tell you, because I have that answer. I'll tell you coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Louisa from Mountain View. Glad the holy horrible trivia lady finally told us the gender. I've been listening to the podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday just to make sure I didn't miss it during the actual show, but glad we know it's a girl. All right, have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Wait. Wow, she was really invested.
I mean, I guess, like, I don't even get invested in people that I know whether or not they're having a boy or girl, because who gives a fart? But I guess that maybe people really do, that they're worried about a stranger that knew the gender of their friend's babies, mm-hmm. what that was going to be. People were invested in this story, so... I guess.
I'm glad we were able to, you know, bring it back and
break
give
that
you,
news. Yeah.
Yeah, and give you the ending closure that you wanted so bad.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys hear about the Taylor Frankie Paul glitch?
Yes.
I saw this, but I didn't understand what it was.
Okay, so... like we talked about yesterday, Taylor Frankie Paul, she's doing a press run for this new season of The Bachelorette, right? But all the headlines are about this, these domestic abuse claims that she's facing from her time on Secret Lives with Mormon Wives. And yesterday we talked about her on GMA where she was, you know, dodging all the questions. Well, she also paid a visit to Live with Kelly and Mark, and it was the weirdest thing. A few seconds after they greeted her, there was some kind of glitch, and it just, like, skipped... I don't know, a few seconds ahead. Nobody really knows how long, but it skips to something else.
How are you doing? Everything, there's a lot going on with you.
Yeah, I've had better days, I will say.
The Oscars.
Yes.
You look gorgeous, by the way.
So it goes from that to them talking about the Oscars, and it was just, like, why skip ahead? Why that cut? Everyone was accusing ABC of purposely cutting out whatever she had said there, like, possibly about the accusations she's facing, maybe to, like, cover up some things.
It could have been, that's a horrible edit. Like, Selena, you and I edit stuff for a living here. That's a really poor edit.
Right.
And wouldn't you have, that's the very start of the interview. The thing's not live, right? It's taped, isn't it? Like, couldn't they have just gone back and redone the intro?
The show's called Live with Kelly and,
So I think it was supposed to
I don't know. ABC is claiming it was nothing more than a technical issue. Are you guys buying that?
No.
I don't know.
Well, they're actually telling the truth, because if you go over to their YouTube, you can catch the entire thing, and here's the whole clip.
How are you doing? There's a lot going on with you.
Yeah, I've had better days, I will say, but I'm excited to be here today with you guys, so thank you for
that. We're happy to have you. We saw you
at the Oscars.
So
that's all it was.
But we did lose, that's a pretty big...
It was a few seconds there.
We lost a couple sentences.
Now, so crisis averted for ABC. Now, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives producers, not so lucky. You know how the cast demanded cameras stop rolling so they can address all of these abuse issues?
Mm-hmm.
They said they were sick and tired of production sweeping these incidents under the rug and not stepping in. Well, listen to this. During the filming of the season 3 reunion, and again, they were currently filming season 5 before production stopped.
Right.
But during the season 3 reunion, Taylor's boyfriend, Dakota... and he's the one that's at the center of all these claims. He's the one that Taylor was allegedly being abusive with. They got into it about the physical fights that they've been in with each other. And you know why that never came out? Producers cut that entire thing from the reunion.
Wow.
So it never made it to air because, quote, it had nothing to do with the season. But everyone there, producers, even Disney and Hulu execs, well aware of the situation.
So you can't tell me that ABC didn't know.
Right.
For The Bachelorette.
And on that, because that's what everybody wants to know, because Taylor is the new Bachelorette. The show premieres, or the season premieres, on Sunday. There's new reports now from a couple of different sources that says Dakota actually went to Bachelorette producers prior to filming and warned them about her behavior and told them what she was like. And they just kind of turned a blind eye and rolled on with filming the season.
This is a bad look.
Such a bad
for look. ABC, because even... without that knowledge, clearly they knew about it. But even without that, I would say they for sure knew, because they do such a job. If you are going to be the Bachelorette, I mean, they vet and they talk to every person in your life. I had two really close friends that got cast to go on The Amazing Race. And the casting people interviewed me multiple times. Me,
wow.
I'm just their friend. They wanted to verify that, like, look, are they going to be drama on camera? A shout out to my friends Garrett and Jess, by the way. I love them. But they wanted to know, like, are they going to fight on camera? Are they, like, are they going to hold back? And I was like, no, no, no. they'll let it rip.
Also,
Don't worry.
I think they want to make sure that, you know, this isn't someone where they have to worry about a scandal breaking in
exactly.
the future. It's such a bad look. I mean, you know, let's find out this person has said some, like, racist things or something. God forbid. And that's what they're worried about.
So they know everything about this person. It's the most thorough background check of all time. So they clearly knew this. So this is a bad look for ABC. And do you think they just go ahead and pull Taylor, Frankie, Paul, Jason, Michael, Stevie Nicks' season right off the air?
Do you know
what I mean?
They won't.
What's her name again?
Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
That's what I said.
This is going to get, like we said yesterday, like it's going to get so many more people to actually want to watch it. So I don't think that they're going to pull it.
Yeah, but it's when it's involving physical abuse.
I know, but they should.
They should, but I don't know that they will. Because if you think about it, I think Disney owns both, right? ABC and Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And this scandal would not have come out had they not released on Hulu the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives latest season, right? Like, all of this might have not come out.
I mean, this came out because of things happening while they're filming the next season.
I just imagine.
I think they got to pull the plug, especially because there is, you know, allegations of, you know, things involving children.
Yeah. And,
you know, and child we talked abuse about, and abuse towards her significant other.
We talked about this a bit yesterday. If Taylor, Frankie, Paul, Martin, Daniel was a man, like, and those allegations were out there, people would be marching in the streets if ABC didn't pull it. Like, we're looking at it through a little bit different of a lens because it's a woman.
Yeah.
Despite all the male first names.
Yeah. Pull the plug. Taylor?
She has three of them.
I guess, yeah, there's...
I have a buddy's named Taylor.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Taylor Lautner, I guess, is...
There's plenty of male Taylors out there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And Frankie's. And Paul's.
I know. they need to pull the plug. But I'm with Jess. I don't know that they're going to, but they should.
I don't know. It's still up in the air, right? There's still time.
Sunday's the... It doesn't premiere till Sunday.
Premiere. I think there's a definite percentage chance that it happens. I don't know that it happens, but I bet you it's within 25 to 30.
I think the smartest thing they can do is keep on running with, oh, we were blindsided, even though we know that's a lie, but just stick with that so you don't lose any more, you know, sponsors, and then and then cancel it.
Because again, they should have known. Like, this is behavior that we have seen throughout the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives since the show came out. We've seen that their relationship is toxic.
Jess, you're the only one that's watched it.
Oh, you're right.
So. Yeah.
Sorry. I've seen.
Next on the JV show, NASA has a dire warning about San Francisco. I'm going to share that with you next. Also, 8:25, we got tickets for Outside Land.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV show. This is Kimberly from Antioch, and I am an avid watcher of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And ABC had to have known about Taylor, Frankie, Paul because in season 2 of Secret Lives, or season 1, there was an episode where police got called to her home because neighbors heard a screaming match between her and Dakota. This has been ongoing for years between them, too. Love you guys.
So it wasn't a secret.
Yeah.
Right.
Despite the name Secret Lives and Mormon Wives, but they've known that Taylor, Frankie, Michael, Dean Martin has a history of this. And so just the excuse that they're blindsided, which is what they're kind of trying to go with, like, just does not hold water. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who left a talkback. We got a mini tidal wave of talkbacks with everybody saying that exact same thing.
Like,
we've known this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Good morning, JV Show. Jeremy from the East Bay here. Just want to let you guys know we have a brand new Phil's Coffee Store opening up in San Leandro today. Ribbon cuttings at 11. We'll have media there, a bunch of friendly baristas, great drinks, good energy. Hope to see you guys and everyone very soon. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, I heard about that. San Leandro, come on down. You get a Phil's Coffee. It's opening today. Delicious.
Before I get to this really scary warning from NASA about San Francisco, what happened to you at the gym yesterday, Graham?
I got buzzballed at the gym yesterday, you guys.
What does that mean?
A couple of our listeners, Emily and Jack, they came up to me at the gym while I was working out and handed me a sack of balls. Buzz balls.
You gladly took them.
They said that they heard I had never tried buzz balls before. We've talked about them on the show a few times, and I've never had a buzz ball, so they brought me two of them to the gym right there. And I thought that was super sweet and very thoughtful, obviously. I have not yet tried them, so I still can't report on, you know, whether or not I like the buzz balls
when
or not.
When will you be trying it?
I don't know.
You should try it this weekend.
You should
try it today so we can see how it was tonight. I mean, tomorrow. Get a review.
Yeah, because every time I brought them up, you're like, we can't put that on the chug wheel. These things will knock your socks off.
They're so strong. They are.
Well, I can't be drinking that on a weeknight, so maybe this weekend. I will say this. It was very sweet of them. And again, shout out to them for bringing me the buzz balls to the gym. It was kind of awkward carrying around a ball sack the rest of the workout, because they caught me very early on in my workout, and then I had to be the guy carrying around a sack of balls.
So you said it was Emily and
Jack.
Do they work out at your gym?
Yeah.
Did you know that people at your gym knew that you were Graham from the JV show, or like had you never noticed them?
Right.
Before? I mean, how'd they know you're going to be there at that time? Are you creeped out by this?
Generally, when I am lifting, particularly doing bench press or some other stuff, there is a small crowd gathered around
me,
and a lot of people are furiously taking pictures or notes or whatever. Right. And I just thought they were just like for their own workout thing, but maybe it is in fact that they know that I work on this morning show. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be one of the two, because it's like, oh my God, how's I gonna lift so much weight?
Part of you wonder like how long they've been like watching you at the gym?
No, I've met them before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not as creepy then. Okay.
But I was like, every time I went to a different machine, I was like, where should I set my balls down? Where should I? And then other people then are now, yeah, that small crowd that's always around me, then they're looking like, why is this guy bringing alcohol to the gym?
Right. That's weird.
Don't worry, bro. This is just how
put it in a Stanley or something.
This is how I work out. You work out your way, I'll work out my way.
All right, so NASA has issued a dire warning about San Francisco.
We get the warning alert.
They're saying that San Francisco is sinking at a rate so fast it could put human life at risk.
Uh-oh.
They used satellite data to study like the vertical land motion from 2015 all the way up to 2023, and they saw that it was substantially more sunken than before, and they really just underestimated the sea level, you know, rising and how quickly that is happening. They project more than double the expected rise by 2050. That's how fast it's moving. And that seems really far out there, but they're saying that's actually pretty fast.
That's not that far out there. We're almost to 2030, which sounds like a crazy date in the future, but it will be there in a blink of an eye. Yeah, it is a little alarming.
That's very alarming.
Look, we've seen this a bunch in the Bay Area with these king tides and stuff like that. Suddenly there's water just like in the roadways in Marin, and the waves are, you know, hitting over the shore here on Embarcadero, in the walkway, water's running out over the sidewalk in the street. Mm-hmm. And that's just from some high tide. So you throw a little the combination of, yeah, the city sinking a little bit and the sea level rising, and then you throw some king tides on top of that.
Uh-oh.
Holy tidal wave of water everywhere.
They're saying that environmental changes and extreme weather could increase, you know, how fast that is happening. And do you consider this heat wave extreme weather?
It's kind of extreme.
Yeah. So things like this.
How do we combat it?
That's where it gets a little tricky. This is a problem that Florida is going to be dealing a lot with, because look, you know, the Bay Area has some advantages. We've got hills, you know. San Francisco's full of hills, too. So those places aren't going to be underwater. Florida's pretty flat. I don't know if you guys ever looked at that before.
Yeah.
And they have whole cities like Miami and stuff that, you know, if the sea level rises a couple feet, you got to build a real giant seawall, you know, to take care of all the water that's going to come into the city. So that, like, we're not the only ones that are going to be, you know,
I just care less about when it happens to Florida. I just don't want it happening here.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't care. Well, the only reason that becomes our problem is then all the Florida people are like, where can we move to?
Then just got to build a wall around the Bay Area and let nobody in.
Yeah, they can't come here.
Yeah.
But, this is going to be a tricky problem that we're going to have to navigate.
And this is actually really
scary. Very expensive problem. Ooh. Very expensive.
Oh, great.
Seeing it.
So there's your update.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we kick off our meeting in the ladies' room.
Important DM slide right here. I got one that says, hi, Graham. First time mom sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Stay a while. Can you please wish my baby girl Giselle a happy birthday? She's turning 21 years old this Saturday. She's in the car right now on her way to class. She's an amazing young lady, and we love her. That is from Mommy. Oh.
I'm a mommy.
And her little sister, Gianna. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Giselle, hope you have a great day. Woo. Keep this in mind, though, on your birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Great point.
Yep.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can't
can we talk?
So I came across this survey that was done earlier this month all about Gen Z men and how they view like relationships and a woman's role in relationships. A lot of this to me was pretty shocking.
Okay.
But I think just this just speaks to, you know, the younger, or sorry, just that generation and how things are kind of shifting. We've already heard they're a bit more traditional than like millennials, you know? So I'm going to go through some of the things that I found, you know, to be a little shocking. It says here 31% of Gen Z men agree that a wife should always obey her husband.
What?
Always obey?
Always obey her husband.
Is the word used there?
That is the word they use.
What in the...
31%.
I'm shocked. I feel like Gen Zers were going the opposite way and being like, no, empower
women.
There is
a shift, at least when it comes to men. They are leaning more traditional.
But even the word traditional sounds like it's like, oh, yeah, that's just a traditional value. That's it shouldn't be a value. That can't be a
thing. Okay, it does sound like that. But you know what I'm trying
to
say.
Must always obey.
Jess, do you always obey your fiancé?
No.
How radical of you. Jeez.
I just don't like that word.
Yeah,
it's like,
me either.
It's like if my husband asks me to do something, of course I'm going to do it. But it also works the other way. If I ask something of him, like... Like, that's just kind of, that's what you do in a relationship.
And
like,
if
we're not, like, obeying each other. Like, one's a dictator.
Like, but, like, that...
I don't like that.
But that could also be, like, cook me dinner. Wash the dishes, you know? Clean the house. Like, you're not going to obey. Like, if your man was speaking that way, like, you're not going to obey.
Right.
It's weird. And that wasn't the only thing that, like... I thought was kind of eyebrow raising. 33%, again, this is a study or a survey about Gen Z men. 33% say a husband should have the final word on important decisions.
No.
What? What's the point? You're missing the whole point of a marriage. It's an equal partnership. 50-50.
Like, I want to know they're at least having a conversation. Like, if you're the one, like, making decisions, like, are you considering the other person? Because if you just say you should have the final word, that makes it seem like you don't even care about what the other person thinks or has to say.
No, because you can just override them.
Right.
No
matter,
regardless.
I don't like that.
And both of these, 30% and 33%, this is one in every three Gen Z men.
Yes. Here's another one I found to be very shocking. 21% of Gen Z men believe... that women should never initiate intimacy. That a real woman would never and should never.
21.
I thought guys wanted that.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Should be 100% what? Should.
This is 21% that don't, like, no, if you're a real woman, you don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Have some class.
Things don't are changing.
Initiate with somebody else, but with me.
Right. Be, isn't that crazy?
100%.
So it seems like they want all the control just for themselves.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, basically.
How did we steer so far off course here?
I don't know.
Why does it continually feel that the more advanced, you know, date that we get to when we're like, oh, it's 2020, oh, it's 2026, we seem to be going backwards on all these things in society, particularly of late, where it's just like we're losing rights and people's ideals about stuff are going the opposite direction from, you know, liberating and freedom of choice and other things. Like, how are we continually going backwards?
Right.
I don't get
this. I don't understand it. And there's a few more things I want to go over here from the same survey. Not so much about relationships and women, but about themselves. Because it says that it also just proves that they're also having more traditional expectations when it comes to their own behavior. And again, this survey is all about Gen Z men, but 30% who responded to the survey believe that men should not say, I love you to their friends.
What?
Do you say I love you to your friends?
Yeah.
Like,
not like routinely, like every time we hang up the phone.
Not in a romantic way, but
love
like
you.
My husband will do that. Well, my husband will do that too. Get off the phone real quick. All right, love you, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know, what is wrong with that? 43% of Gen Z men agree that young men should try to be physically tough even if they're not naturally big.
Again, chalk that up to something that doesn't matter.
And then 21% of Gen Z men believe that men who take part in caregiving for children are less masculine.
Oh my gosh.
We're going backwards. We're going backwards.
We're back in time.
We're going backwards really, really fast. Seriously.
This is like the I guess the most eye-opening survey,
what in the 1860s is this?
Weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our meeting in the ladies' room. We're just talking about this survey I found that was done earlier this month. And it just paints a whole new picture of what I thought. Not all Gen Z men, but there's a pretty good amount here.
Right.
Just to go through some of the findings, 31% of Gen Z men say a wife should always obey her husband. Oof. 33% say a husband should have the final word on decisions. 21% believe women should never initiate intimacy.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Holly from the East Bay. For my own mental health and hope for humanity, I really have to believe that survey of Gen Z men is a very small sample size and based in Utah or something. I just can't imagine that many Gen Z men feel like that. That would just be rough for the soul. All right, have a good day.
Yeah.
It says here that they surveyed 23,000 people.
Oh, my
perfect.
For this survey.
So all in Utah?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where.
Yikes.
You guys, not mentioned in your survey is that 25% of Gen Z men are trolling when they actually answer those questions. And it's probably not very accurate.
I hope so.
I don't know. That's a very large.
So.
It's a very large sample size. I mean, when they do polling for who's going to win an election or something, I think the number is like a little over 1,000 or something. They got 23,000 there. That survey could be scary accurate. Again, people have to be putting down their real feelings there, and you never know if people are actually checking the box for what they actually think.
Well,
that's a large sample.
I don't have the locations of where they surveyed people. It does say according to a global survey.
Okay.
So it's not all here. Mm-hmm. If that makes you feel better.
That does make a little more sense.
And hopefully the ones here are just trolling.
Right.
That's what I'm going to tell myself to make me feel better.
Morning, David. So, Luke from South City. Traditional wedding vows say love, obey, and honor. And it's typical vows that are given from the bride to submission to the husband. But also, don't the ladies always take the last name? You know, they want the white gown. They want the big ring. So are we going full traditional or not? I'm just wondering. All right. Love you guys.
Care to address that? Sounds like Lou in South City is falling right into that survey.
I didn't even know obey was a part of the tradition.
Yeah, I don't remember that part in the vows. Again, I think it's just the negative connotation with that word that I have. I have no problem if my husband asks something of me to do it. Like,
right.
I'm the first one to jump up and want to do whatever he needs done. But obey is like demanding that I have dinner at the table at 5 o'clock and not a second later, and then afterwards you're going to do this and then tend to the children. And
obey.
Yeah, those are things that I do anyways, but I just don't like the word obey. Right.
Well, that's one part of it, but the has the final say means that in the power dynamic of a marriage, that the man always has a leg up. And
right. It's like, I want you to be my equal. I don't want to treat you like you're my parent, and I have to obey everything that you tell me because you know best.
Exactly.
Like, right.
I don't know. It's a weird dynamic.
Well, Lou from South City seems to think so.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Emila from San Jose. I just had a quick comment about the rules the Gen Z, quote-unquote, men expect from, like, their wives. I don't even think we should call them men. I feel like these are, like, little boys with bruised egos who want to feel dominant and not feel like their masculinity is being questioned. So that's why they need to be obeyed by their wives. Have the final word.
Maybe it is that.
Agreed.
Now, what I'm wondering is if these same men also want their wives to work and do all of that, because I think a lot of the times they want to have the power dynamic, but then they also want, it's like they want the woman to work.
They also valued, the women in successful careers. So yeah, they still do want that part.
It's day.
But also do everything.
How many
else?
Hours do you think we have in a day? We have.
Is this a survey from a bunch of guys that are currently single and never
Probably.
Been in a relationship?
Maybe that, like, I don't know the relationship.
Wait till you get to that. Wait till you get to being married and having your partner have an equal say in your relationship, like it is in my household. Does not make me less of a man or less masculine. Watch me hit the bench press later today in the gym. I just say, like, that to me is just ridiculous. And this obey your husband's.
The part that's really icky to me is the 21% that believe women should never initiate intimacy.
That's weird.
Because it's like, it is a control thing. Like, we're only going to do that when I want it, not when you want it. Who cares about your needs and your wants? When I want it, that's when you're going to do it.
That's, yeah.
I don't like that.
Bizarre.
I don't either. And I'm actually pretty shocked by that because
I thought guys wanted that.
I know. I thought they hated initiating everything.
That's one of our biggest complaints. Why does it always have to be me that initiates this?
That's what I thought.
Wake up over there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica from San Francisco. Happy Thursday. Today is a special day because it's my 36th birthday. And I'm going skydiving today. Whoa. So living life on the fast lane. But just wanted to say hello, and I'm so excited for turning another year and living life to the fullest. Bye. Have a good day.
Living life.
Nice. Woo. Yes. Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Hopefully she's not going skydiving at that one place. Was that one in Davis or Lodi where the people were just going splat left
don't
and right?
Don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying it was. I read an article about it, and they've had a lot of splats over the last 20 years.
Morning, Davis. So, Luke from South City. Hey, Graham. I have to correct you. No, I'm far from that guy in that poll. Even when my wife and I got married, I actually, you know, brought up to her and I said, hey, you don't want to change your last name. You don't have to. I would hate to change my last name if I had it my whole life and just because I'm getting married. So I left it up to her. So she decided to keep it. So that's what I got. Just wanted to clarify. All right.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. clarifying your stance there. But man, get a hold of your woman. Can't you control her? She didn't even take your last name. You're weak, bro.
Come on, Graham.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Apply now at graytoncareers.com.
So the sheriff in charge of the Nancy Guthrie case is facing a recall, you guys. Oh. Nancy has been missing since February 1st. Still no sign of her. Every time we had a little glimmer of hope, it led to nothing. And from the beginning, people have been saying that authorities, the sheriff's department, the sheriff in charge, Chris Nanos, really dropped the ball. Now there's a movement there in Tucson to have him removed because of his mishandling of the case. Although they're saying that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. There's also questions about his work history. Like he supposedly lied on his resume.
Oh.
He stepped down before in the past to avoid disciplinary issues, like using excessive force and just things that don't really align with a lot of the values that they should align with.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did seem like they maybe fumbled the case at the start. But again, I guess you never know the level of scrutiny that your case is going to come under, given how high profile it turned into. They didn't probably foresee that, obviously.
Well, people aren't happy.
But don't you think it's still a bizarre system that in most places the sheriff is an elected, you vote them in? They don't have to have any law enforcement background whatsoever to be the sheriff, the head. It's just it's an election.
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
It's a popularity
contest.
That doesn't know what, you know, the ins and outs of law enforcement. Suddenly they're thrust into like, oh my God, I got to manage this giant, massive case. And they never really, like, that's not their.
Why is that?
Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like, my brother-in-law, he is an officer in Oxnard, and he has worked his butt off. And, like, and shout out to him. He just got promoted to commander, which is a pretty high rank in his department. I think the next thing would be assistant chief or whatever. Like, you have to bust your butt and test and interview and do all these things to make it from, you know, rank to rank and move up. And like, the sheriff is just some person that wins an election.
It's
like,
weird.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get that.
Did you guys hear about Joseph Duggar?
Who now?
No. Joseph Duggar. So you know that show on TLC years ago, 19 Kids and Counting?
Uh-huh.
Does the Duggar name even ring a bell to you guys?
It does.
Okay, because you remember a few years ago, Josh Duggar, one of the sons on the show, he was found in possession of child content and also accused of abusing 5 girls. 2 of those were his sisters.
Ooh.
And he was arrested. You know, he already had his downfall. Well, now this is Josh's younger brother, Joseph Duggar, arrested after authorities were made aware of several incidents back in 2020 involving a girl who was 9 at the time.
Oh, jeez.
He's 31 now, so the man was well into his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So he was arrested, and he's facing some pretty serious charges.
Wow.
If those allegations are true, I hope he faces the full extent of the law.
I saw that he admitted to them.
Whoa.
Already.
Okay.
I don't know about to police, but I guess the girl's father confronted him, and he admitted to them, so he was arrested.
Yikes. Lock them up.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, I got a couple of quick local nature stories to discuss. First, the Marine Mammal Center confirmed the very first gray whale death of 2026 here in the Bay. One was discovered floating near the Golden Gate Bridge on Tuesday morning. As of right now, we don't know the cause of death, but they're going to perform a bunch of tests to see what they can learn. Last year, we talked about it a bunch on this show, there were a lot of dead whales washing up here. I think 26 in all. In 2025. So hopefully this year eases back a bit, but there have already been numerous gray whale sightings. They stop here on their migration, and there's already been, I think, 6 sightings just in the bay alone, and those numbers are going to go up as we get further into the season. Those ones alive, but unfortunately, we have our first dead gray whale of the season. A favorite memory with that whale you'd like to share, Selena, or some kind words you'd like to offer?
Yeah, there was that one time. You guys know I kayak every morning on my way into work just to get my morning workout done and out of the way before my day officially starts. Yeah. And that whale, man, we were like two peas in a pod. I would always see him splashing around, and he'd ride alongside me next.
Even that one time sometimes, when you're really tired, he gave you a little nudge and helped
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was like falling asleep. I could not make it to work. He did, yeah.
That was really sweet.
No.
All right, now to something a little bit scarier.
Damn, nature, you're scary.
Because a Bay Area park and multiple Bay Area parks, I should say, the officials issuing warnings to be very careful hiking on the trails as this heat wave that we are in right now, it's caused all the rattlesnakes to come out of hibernation, wake up and be more active. They're out there looking for food and looking for mates, they said.
Ew. A little early. Hey, do not want that.
Can you imagine if
I'm married, sorry.
Yeah, but I get it. But like, imagine you were sleeping for the last like several months. You wake up. What's the one thing you're looking for after you get a snack? Yeah, get some rattlesnakes. And this is obviously a little earlier than some years because the nights have remained very warm as well. So they are very active. There's been a bunch of sightings. San Jose's Alum Rock Park is one of those places. Rangers there already had hikers report seeing quite a few of them. So they're reminding people to watch out, watch your step, watch where you're going. Rattlesnakes oftentimes laying out in the sun on a pathway or something, warming their cold-blooded selves up. And if I may, really quick, because PETA listens to our show quite a bit, and we talked about rattlesnakes the other day because there was a mountain biker in Southern California that accidentally fell over on his mountain bike and tragically landed right on a rattlesnake that bit him, and he died a few days later in the hospital. And look, I went on to share my own, and I've shared many times, I'm terrified of rattlesnakes. I've had many close encounters in my childhood. And my neighbor actually growing up was heard something in the night, went out on his front porch and stepped on one, and it bit him. It was very scary, you know. So I'm scared. I'm terrified of rattlesnakes. And look, we've battled them over the years, and my shovel has won most of the time. And PETA, very upset. They sent me they sent us on the show a very long email about, you know, these snakes aren't out to bite you, and they're not. Mm-hmm. They want to be left alone. Right. They're scared
of
you.
And they do have souls, and they do have to,
They do have families.
They're doting parents.
They do. But look, I'm just living my truth. And if it's me or the snake, I'm picking me every time. So just ease back, PETA. We love you guys. We support you. But it's just my truth.
I stand with PETA.
I stand with PETA.
I know, and they gave you guys a special shout out in that long email that they were bashing me about rattlesnakes.
Props for standing up for the snake community.
I will not stand up for the rattlesnake community. Don't
like
them.
Well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Sophia Novato. Just letting everyone know that the Novato Trader Joe's store has a lot of the mini pastel tote bags. There's no line, and there's a 10-bag limit.
A 10-bag limit?
So we heard earlier.
They're just trying to get rid of them.
We heard earlier that was San Mateo, they say, that had the line around the corner.
I think that was
Birmingham somewhere, something. No. It was
just, I'll double check.
Jess is over there in the research department just saying no. Well, Millbrae. Sorry.
Millbrae,
San Mateo, pretty close to each other. But that Novato one, my father-in-law, same thing. There were lines 6 blocks long for the San Francisco one of the last drops that we talked about. And he was like, I went right into that Novato Trader Joe's, and there was no line, and I bought as many as I wanted.
What we're learning here, Novato people are not big on Trader Joe's mini tote bags.
They just don't give a fart about them. So that's where that should be your first stop if you're looking for
some.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Julio from Pinal. I just wanted to come give a huge shout out to my brother and his best friends from high school. They opened up their own tour company. It's called Eminent Tours. Whether it's for pleasure or business, they got you covered. So go check them out on Instagram, Eminent Tours. Give them a like and follow. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Eminent Tours.
All right, check them out. Eminent Tours. I think they do some wine country trips and stuff like that. And they offered, you guys, they offered one to us if we'd like to go wine tasting.
Why
you
know, are we
like
not doing that?
JV show.
The
because,
weather this weekend going to be perfect.
Well, you guys tell me when you're free.
Ooh. I'm always
Let's
free.
Do it.
Can my kids come?
No, oh, your kids are not bringing your I'm out kids then. On a... On a party bus in wine country.
No, we're always together. We move as a unit.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Five killers.
All right, Grammy.
All right, are you guys all caught up on the season of Summer House?
No.
Not at all.
I think we're into season 10, maybe. Have you ever watched any of it?
Nope.
No.
All right, it's a reality show.
Season 10?
Yeah.
Dang.
I've watched all of it. And I think I'm maybe outside of maybe one episode all caught up on this current season. It's a, if you never watched it, it's like any reality show, a bunch of people arguing with each other, but it is people that all live in New York City, live and work in New York City, and then they collectively rent a summer house in the Hamptons, and they all, so it just follows them on the weekends, some during the week during in the city, but mostly like the parties and everything that they do at this summer house. That's why it's called Summer House. So the big storyline from the season is the breakup and divorce of one of the long running couples on the show, Kyle and Amanda. They've had a pretty tumultuous relationship, so it's not a complete shocker that they've split, but they were married 4 years and together for, you know, a lot of years before that. And they've always kind of worked through and overcome all of their issues, and most of those issues centered around this dude Kyle. And Kyle is one of these guys that, like, once he starts drinking, he can't turn it off, and he'll be out raging until 5 in the morning. And so there's been some cheating that has happened in the past as he's been just blackout drunk places. And then there's always been rumors that follow him because his wife is sort of not that way. She doesn't want to be out all night. She'd rather be in bed scrolling her phone by 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. A lot of time laying in bed scrolling. A lot of time.
What a life.
But anyways, the ultimate downfall of their relationship, and I want to know if you ladies could handle this, is that Kyle went from being a guy that started his own beverage company to realizing that it's a ton of work, and while I'm still going to do that, the way that I'm going to have more fun in my life and also generate a good income is become a nightclub DJ. And so now he's a DJ and he's booking gigs all over the place, doing very, very well as a DJ. And she's like, I didn't marry a DJ. I wanted him to be not staying out late drinking as much, and now he picked a career where he stays out late and he's drinking. And again, there are more rumors that followed that, you know, he woke up at a fan of the show's house after partying there late night till like 5 a.m. and stuff like that. And obviously, now they've decided to go their separate ways. Could you continue to be with someone? Let's just say, Jess, you're engaged. Mm-hmm. And Selena, you've been married a few years now. Your man comes to you and is like, I found my calling. I want to be a DJ, but it will require me to fly around the country, and I'll be out drinking and partying until 4 or 5 in the morning. Would that be a deal breaker?
The thing is, like, there's already a history of him not even being able, that guy on the show, not being able to handle his liquor and being out partying late. And now this is like the perfect scenario for him to do those things that he's like cheated in. So I can see why she would be like, no, this is a deal breaker. And it'd be tough because I think if that was my fiance's dream job, I would want to support him, obviously.
Okay, but what if this is not his long, like, he never, when they were dating and married, he never meant, this was not a thing. He wanted to be a business owner, and that was, he was so driven at his business. But now he's pivoted, and he's found real happiness
in this
new job. Would that be a deal breaker?
Yeah, I think it would. Unless it was like a temporary thing.
He's killing it, you guys.
Yeah, see, I think that would be a deal breaker because when we got married or whatever, it's like, that wasn't our plan for you to be gone 3/4 of the time and to further your alcohol addiction. Like, we were trying to do the opposite of that. I feel like he should be mindful of that.
Well, that's her argument. Right. Clearly, she didn't win the argument. Do they have kids? They do not have any kids. They have some dogs, but that's it. But this is sort of the main, it's not a spoiler alert because it's come out in the news, obviously. But then during the season, you're sort of watching the down, they haven't broken up yet. So you're sort of watching the downfall. So I'm with you guys. I think that'd be incredibly difficult if you already had trust issues with someone. And then they're like, new career. I'm going to go out and hang out and party all night.
Absolutely. Oh, no. It's like you don't even care about your partner's feelings.
Yeah.
Right. And you always see people buying the DJ's drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm never going to watch Summer House, Graham, but if you can just keep on bringing things like this to the show, that way I'll never have to watch it. It's a win-win.
I can't wait till Friday night and I can watch some more.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.